Peace, peace. What's happening, everybody? It's your man, Honorable October 9, and this is the Art of Thinking Out Loud, Common Sense Analytics. Right now, I think I just want to kind of, talk about a few things that have been big in the news lately. This whole Tiffany Haddish, Ari Spears, the Mind of a Pedophile video. Listen, I'm going to just say it like this, and I'm going to just put it as clear as I can. We can keep saying, because I've heard several people talk about, Tiffany, it was Ari's video and everything. And then I heard her in her statement, her legal statement, she deflected it onto him. And here's my response to it. Whenever you have children, minor children at that, and you're using children in a production, then children should always be protected, protected at all costs. There should never be a situation where, like, I heard somebody say, well, if they're doing a video that raises awareness for pedophilia, then it's protected under, laws that govern comedy. My response to that is, so to bring awareness to molestation, we have to actually put a child in a situation where that child feels molested. That make no goddamn sense. And that's the reason I say common sense ain't common. And people have gotten too comfortable worshiping these Hollywood celebrities and acting like you know these niggas. You don't know them and you don't know their backgrounds. You don't know what they're into when they off the camera. I'm sitting here listening to Jason Lee pull up dirt on the mother. Listen, the mama is already, she's already not the best mother. She gets no Mother of the Year, award because she was on some bullshit too. But we have to keep in consideration these children. That's what it's about. It's about a young boy that's still a minor right now. But imagine how old he was if this was what? 2012, 2013, 14, when this video came out. And if this child is still a minor. See, y'all ain't thinking about, a lot of y'all aren't really thinking about just how serious this is. Listen, Hollywood is well known for sacrificing children in different ways. Physically, sexually, psychologically, spiritually, and otherwise. When we see these type of situations where we see these things happen, knowing that we live in this smartphone era, people's attention span is very, people have a very short attention span. So by next week, y'all might not even be thinking about this unless people keep it in the algorithm. Something else will be coming up. And, attention will be diverted once again. Just like, I feel like it's going to have the same type of effect as, remember when the R. Kelly tape came out back in what, 06, 07? The tape was out. They were selling the tape online. It was like rkellysextape.com and all type of shit like that. Everybody saw the tape. Everybody and their mama saw the tape. But you couldn't say you saw the tape because then it's like an admittance to watching child porn. I'm sorry, but how can I tell you that a tape even exist with the evidence on it if I haven't seen it? See, it's that type of shit that I can't stand. It's people that who defended the R. Kelly situation back then by saying, well, if the court say he innocent, then you know he's innocent. Even though you watch this man have sex with several minors on a fucking videotape, just like you watch Tiffany Spears. I mean, you watch, Tiffany Spears. You watch Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears perform a skit that was primarily Ari's, where you're rubbing baby oil on a little boy, having him simulate sexual acts with toys, spreading his legs, getting into the bathtub with him, looking through newspapers with your eyes bulging and your tongue sticking through the... Listen. In this culture that we live in nowadays, this culture that we've cultivated over the years, this sick ass culture where it's like we laugh at any damn thing in the name of comedy. Half that shit ain't even funny. A lot of that shit you want to punch them niggas in their fucking face for saying, because some of it is disrespectful to women, children, racially. You know, it's just... And don't get me wrong, I'm not the person that wants to have comedy censored. I'm just saying that if us, the normal consumer, the regular person, if we start putting our foot down and start being honest, when shit ain't funny, tell them that the shit ain't funny. When you cross a line, let them know they've crossed a line. See, and I'm going to tell you something else too. This whole line crossing thing, let me tell y'all something about like these lines that cross. When it's little black children, I'm nobody give a fuck. That little kid, that tape has been on the internet now and has been in the public, quote unquote, for about a week now. Tiffany Haddish flew her ass over to Greece, where this type of offense is a misdemeanor disciplinary action. And there's no extradition law. See, this is what I'm talking about. These are the same celebrities that you pay to go see movies. We watch their television specials, their comedy specials, all type of shit. And when they do something, they don't have to have any type of responsibility, accountability, none of that. They get a fucking lawyer and a publicist who make out a little vague ass tweet, some legal statement that they'll have somebody else read. They may shed a tear, and you stay missing from the public for a couple weeks. And when you come back doing something progressive. The public forgets all about what the hell you've done. Case in point, R. Kelly. Y'all watched R. Kelly fuck them little girls. Y'all watched R. Kelly piss on them little girls. Live on videotape. You watched it. All of us did. Watch this nigga do it. We all saw it. And what happened? He went to court. Courts were paid off. Lawyers were paid off. Okay, let's call it for what it is. Know what I'm saying? The women who were being sexually violated, quote unquote, were paid off. And I'm going to tell y'all something else. And this is not going to be a popular opinion. Those little girls were seasoned to be 14 years old. Fuck that. I know I'm going to catch flack for that. I don't give a fuck. All of us know young hoes. And I don't say that biting my tongue. Young hoes. All of us know some little young hoes. Little chicks who was like 14, 15 years old and was fucking several dudes that was 18, 20 years old. know what I'm saying? They all already had experience. Yeah, those niggas was wrong for fucking with them, but those little underage girls had also been turned out early. That they had their little hot asses out there fucking with grown ass men. And that's a commentary on like our society. That's a sad commentary on society. That it's like we so fucking Cardi, Meg, and City Girl out that we make fucking excuses why we keep producing little whores. Man, listen, truth hurts. I don't give a fuck. Y'all niggas won't smoke with me, man. I ain't time for that bullshit, man. That's stupid, bro. I ain't finna argue with niggas. This is my opinion. Fuck do you think that you're gonna produce when you allow people like Meg Thee Stallion, City Girls, Cardi B, you allow them to be the spokesperson for black women. Those are the only ones y'all give accolades to. Meg joins the Marvel Universe. Cardi's in this presentation. City Girls on this hot song and appearing in this. Meanwhile, all these chicks talk about is selling pussy, swallowing dicks, killing babies with fucking Plan Bs, prostitution, drugs, hating men, you know, fuck them kids, so on. So it's like, listen, man, who are we producing? Who are we producing in America now? I tell people all the time, like, man, if you don't think that American culture, this culture we've created here, this melting pot culture, you don't think this shit is toxic as fuck, then you really ain't took a good look around. You really ain't took a good ass look around if you don't think this American culture is toxic as fuck. It's highly toxic. Real talk. Especially when you think about the fact that teen pregnancy does not ever get better. They'll give you a year or maybe 6 months as to where you'll see a little dip here and there. Nigga, that's only a dip because it's like you're taking your statistics from a different area. Overall, this shit it's not getting better. It's getting worse. Older men messing with young girls and young boys. Older women messing with young girls and young boys. And that's something that we never talk about. We don't talk about the damn random molesting ass women. We always make it seem like that's something that only the men do. Only men molest. Only men have inappropriate relationships with children. Hell no, shit. Because I could tell you some shit. I can tell you some shit from my own personal vault. But I'm going to say that for a later conversation. But I will say this. Your mother is your first teacher. Women are our first teachers, our mothers, aunties, cousins, friends, females, ladies, women. Y'all are our first teachers. With that being said, most of what we'll get in life, like the basic groundwork for life, is going to come from your mom. Because I hate to say it and it sounds stereotypical, but it's like in the black community, quote unquote, colloquially, we don't have a lot of fathers, as they like to make you believe. They try to have you think that the father, it's not that we don't have fathers around. It's just that those fathers are a lot of time misplaced from the household. The relationship may not have worked and the father may be with somebody else yet still in those children's lives. The father may be going through a situation that taxes on him emotionally and psychologically, then rendering him unable to truly be there for the children in the right capacity. See, and when I say that, people like, oh, well, you giving a man an excuse to be a deadbeat. No, the hell I'm not. What I'm saying is we suffer a lot of trauma in our communities. There are certain traumas only women will understand. Certain traumas only men will understand. Other traumas go across the board, and they are relative to us all. With that being said, knowing that we have certain relative traumas and we have certain personal traumas, we need to think of a plan for our community, a contingency plan. We need therapy. Honestly, we need therapy. Black men need to sit down with therapists. Black women need to sit down with therapists. And damn sure our children need to sit down with therapists, because they've had to deal with our emotionally and psychologically fucked up asses. Their parents. And we had to deal with our parents emotionally and psychologically fucked up asses. Why? Because hurt people hurt people. And I'm not saying that we necessarily are hurt people on a purposeful level. No, it's sometimes you could be hurt and you don't even realize you're hurt. Your actions will display the actions of a hurt person, but yet in your mind, you think that you're okay, but you're actually not. And I just wanted to kind of rant for a little bit, because I had to get some of that off before I go live later. But the Tiffany Haddish, Ari Spears situation, I believe there should be legal action taken. Yes, they should both have to be arrested and go through due process for that. Fuck that. If we don't start taking accountability for our children and stop using the damn excuse, oh, well, the person went after some money. What else the fuck are they supposed to go after? See what I'm talking about? What else are they supposed to go after? If it was you, you would have no problem going after some money, whether it was 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 10 year, 20 years fucking later. You would go after your bread. Why? Because you're going to need that to pay for fucking therapy and everything else that you've been through in your life. See, but that's the whole thing, man. We allow these Hollywood celebrities' friends to come up and defend them. And then we, I agree. Yeah, that's right. So-and-so, that's right. No, the fuck is not. That's some old yes man ass shit. And when I listen to certain friends of theirs try to defend the situation, well, they're trying not to sound like they're defending Tiffany. It's like, oh, well, you should have known that you shouldn't have been messing with, you know, no fuck niggas. Shouldn't have been around Aries fuck ass. Nigga, then Tiffany was a fuck ass bitch then. Nigga, real, recognize real. Real fuck nigga. He recognized that she was a fuck ass bitch, and she did the fucking skit with him. And then she pulled in a woman that she knew had children that they could use in the skit. And I'm gonna tell y'all something. Honestly, I think the skit was a ritual. I always tell y'all, Hollywood is rituals. I think that shit was a ritual for Ari Spears. And Tiffany was made privy to it. It helped her career as well. But that's a whole nother conversation, man. This just a little rant. But yo, This your man, Honorable October 9. This is the Art of Thinking Out Loud, live, common sense, analytics. This is my opinion. I'm sticking to it, and I stand on that. Talk to y'all later. Peace.